Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be looking at something a little bit different, but something I think you might find interesting. It's from, the spiritual Sikh. And it's, well, they call it a mini personality test. But it's more about logic and seeing how your mind works.
I like it already.
Yeah. And, the spiritual Sikh, they always have these really clever, like deceptively simple things
Yeah.
that when you really look at them, there's a lot more to it.
Absolutely.
So we're gonna kind of break down each of the five questions and explore the logic behind them and hopefully have some aha moments for you.
I'm ready.
So the first question, get ready, here it
Oh,
comes.
okay.
If John is taller than Mike and Mike is taller than Sarah, who is the shortest among them?
Okay, so right off of that, you might think, wait a minute, this is a little too easy for a deep dive, right? But hold on a second. Because even the simplest questions, they can reveal something interesting about how we think and how we approach logic. Like in this case, you're basically just ranking these people by height, right? So John is the tallest, then comes Mike, and that leaves Sarah as the shortest.
So the answer, of course, is B, Sarah. But I think what's interesting here is how quickly our minds just like go, okay, got it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like we just automatically process these relationships, and we understand these relative comparisons like that. But let's move on to question two, where the logic gets a little bit more layered. Okay, so this one says, if all roses are flowers and some flowers fade quickly, which of the following statements must be true? And the options are A, all roses fade quickly, B, some flowers that fade quickly are not roses, or C, some roses do not fade quickly.
Okay, so this one you start to think like, well, wait a minute. I've definitely seen roses fade quickly. So A could be true.
Right? And that's where this keyword must comes in. It's not asking what could be true, but what is logically guaranteed based on the information given. So we know some flowers fade quickly, but does that automatically mean all roses do? Not necessarily. What about C? Some roses do not fade quickly. Because some flowers do last a long time.
Hey, again, it's possible.
Yay.
But the information we have here, it doesn't tell us for sure. It doesn't, tell us which types of flowers fade quickly or not.
Right.
So we can't definitively say that some roses don't fade quickly.
So that leaves B. So B is the answer. Some flowers that fade quickly are not roses. But how, walk me through that. Like, why does that have to be true?
So imagine like a big group of flowers,
Yeah.
right? And inside that group, there's a smaller group. And that's the roses. We know that some flowers fade quickly, but it doesn't say which ones. So some of those fast fading flowers, they could be outside the rose group. They could be daisies. They could be tulips, whatever. And that's why it must be true that some flowers that fade quickly are not roses. It's like there's this whole world of flowers out
Oh,
there. And
exactly.
roses are just one little part of it.
You're starting to think like a logician. All right, let's shift gears a little bit and talk about something a little more practical. Discounts. I like it. All right, so question three asks, if a book costs $20 and is on sale for 25% off, how much does it cost after the discount?
All right. Let's see if we can snag this book deal.
All right, so let's break this down step by step. Imagine dividing that $20 price into four equal parts, like cutting a pie. Each of those parts represents 25% or one quarter of the price. So what's one quarter of 20?
That would be $5.
Exactly. So that $5, that's the discount you're getting. Subtract that from the original $20, and what are you left with?
$15. All right. I'll take it. So answer B.
Nicely done. You're three for three so far. Ready for question four?
Bring it on.
All right. This one involves a bit of calculation. It says, if an athlete runs at a speed of 5 meters per second, how long will it take him to cover 600 meters?
Okay, so this is like figuring out like how long it takes to get somewhere based on how fast you're going.
Precisely. Think of it this way. If the athlete runs 5 meters every second, in 1 minute, which is 60 seconds, he would cover 300 meters. Now, the question asks how long to cover 600 meters, which is double that distance.
So if he covers 300 meters in 1 minute, he'll cover 600 meters in 2 minutes.
Exactly. Answer B, 2 minutes is the correct one.
I'm actually impressed with myself. I'm usually really bad at these sorts of calculations. All right, what's the last question? Let's see if I can keep this streak going.
Okay, get ready for the final challenge. Question five says, which number logically follows this series? 2, 6, 12, 20.
Oh, I love these like pattern things. It's like you're trying to crack a code.
It is. And the key here is to look for the relationship between the numbers, not just the numbers themselves. So what do you notice about the difference between each number in the series?
Okay, so like 6 and 2, the difference is 4. And then 12 and 6, the difference is 6. And 20 and 12, that's 8. Oh, wait a minute, I see it. It's going up by 2 each time.
You got it. So to find the next number in the series, we just need to add 10 to the last number, 20.
So that's 30. Answer B again.
You've officially aced all 5 questions. Color me impressed.
I have to admit, I'm feeling pretty good about myself right now. But before I get too big of a head, I'm curious what these results actually mean, right? Like,
yeah.
The Spiritual Seek has all these categories based on how many B answers you get, like Master of Logic or Logic is not your strong point. But like, how much weight should we really give to those labels?
That's a great question. And I think it's important to remember, this is just a fun exercise, right? It's just like a little snapshot of one particular type of logical reasoning. It's not some comprehensive measure of your overall intelligence or anything like that.
Right, because there's so many different ways that people like think and solve problems. This test focuses on a very specific kind of logic. And even within that, there's lots of variations.
Absolutely. It's like, think of it this way. Someone might excel at the kind of pattern recognition we just saw in question 5, but then find it more challenging to navigate like the nuances of deductive reasoning, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like saying just because someone's a fantastic painter doesn't automatically make them a master sculptor as well.
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
Yeah.
So how should someone like taking this test interpret their results? Should they take it with a grain of salt?
Absolutely. It's more about the process of engaging with these logic puzzles and maybe identifying areas where you're particularly strong or where you might want to, you know, practice a bit more.
Like a mental workout, basically.
Exactly. And just like with any workout, the more you engage with these concepts, the stronger your logical reasoning skills will become.
So even if someone didn't get all 5 B answers, it's not a reason to like feel bad. Uh-huh. It's just an opportunity to learn and grow.
Exactly. The real takeaway is to embrace that journey of exploring different types of logic and have fun with it. Speaking of journeys, you remember that thought-provoking question I left you with earlier about how understanding these logical patterns might be helpful in your everyday life?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's actually been on my mind this whole time. I was thinking about how we're constantly bombarded with information these days, especially online, right? Like, it feels like everyone's trying to persuade us of something, whether it's an ad, a news article, a social media post, whatever.
That's such a relevant observation, and it ties in directly to why these logical reasoning skills are so crucial in today's world. Because think about it. If you can sharpen your ability to analyze information, spot fallacies, and construct sound arguments, you're less likely to be swayed by, like, misleading claims or just emotional appeals. You know what I mean?
It's like having this mental shield to protect yourself from all the noise and misinformation that's out there.
Exactly. You said it perfectly. It empowers you to be a more discerning consumer of information, to evaluate evidence effectively, and then make decisions based on sound judgment rather than just impulse or, you know, being manipulated.
So it's not just about like defending yourself from bad information, but also about being able to like think for yourself and come to your own conclusions.
Exactly. And that independent thinking, it's essential for personal growth and societal progress. It allows us to, you know, challenge the status quo, question assumptions, and ultimately come up with new solutions.
It makes me think of all the times I've just blindly accepted something as true just because it sounded really convincing or because everyone else seemed to believe it, you know?
It's so easy to fall into that trap, especially when we're dealing with, you know, complex issues or topics that are very emotionally charged. But by strengthening our logical reasoning skills, we can develop that critical lens to look beyond just the surface and get to the heart of the matter.
So it's not about like winning arguments or proving other people wrong necessarily, but it's about having more productive and meaningful conversations overall.
You got it. It's about fostering understanding, collaboration, and critical thinking in all aspects of our lives, from navigating complex issues to just making everyday choices. Logical reasoning provides us with the tools to approach these challenges with clarity and confidence.
Wow. You've really given me a whole new perspective on logic. It's like you said before, it's not just about acing tests. It's about navigating the world with a sharper, more critical mind.
And the best part is, this is accessible to everyone. With practice and the willingness to engage with these concepts, we can all strengthen these abilities and reap the benefits in countless ways.
Well, this deep dive has definitely opened my eyes to the importance of logic in a way that I hadn't really considered before. I'm starting to see aha moments everywhere now. But I think it's time we take a little break and come back for the final part of this episode. We'll wrap up our exploration of the Spiritual Sikh's mini personality test and leave you with some final thoughts on the power of logical thinking. Welcome back. You know, when we started this deep dive, I thought it was going to be all about, like, solving puzzles.
Yeah.
Right? And getting the right answer.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so much more than that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We talked about how it's like a shield against misinformation, like a way to have clearer communication and even foster understanding in conversation.
Yeah. And it's pretty cool how these kind of, like, you know, abstract concepts can really have such a profound impact on our daily lives.
Oh, yeah. The thing that I was thinking about was, you know, how logic really gives us the power to think for ourselves.
It's so important these days, especially with, like you were saying before, all this information coming at us.
Yeah.
Constantly.
It's like we need that lens to kind of like filter through the noise and be like, okay, what do I believe? What do I question? What do I just reject?
It's about being, like you said, discerning.
Yeah.
You know, thoughtful and engaged.
Yeah. And it's not about being cynical,
right?
Like, oh, I don't trust anything. It's just about, okay, I'm going to think about this.
Yeah. More about taking ownership,
yeah,
of your own, like, beliefs and decisions rather than just kind of blindly accepting what you know, what other people are telling you.
Right. And then from that, like, that ability to think critically is how we grow as, you know, as people and as a society.
Absolutely. It fuels innovation. It sparks creativity. Yeah. And it allows us to solve those complex problems.
Yeah. You know, I used to think about logic as this very kind of, you know, cold, hard facts, calculations kind of thing.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
But really, like, what we've learned from the Spiritual Sikh and from this test is that it's actually a deeply human skill.
Yeah, for sure. It's about understanding ourselves, connecting with others, and really just navigating the world with a clearer, more critical mind.
Well, that's about all the time we have for today's deep dive.
Yeah.
But thank you again to the Spiritual Sikh for inspiring this episode. And to everyone listening, make sure to check out their website for, you know, more great stuff like this.
Lots of great resources over there.
Yeah. And as always, keep those minds sharp, stay curious, and we'll see you on the next deep dive.
See ya.